General Motors in Southeast Asia opened a packed news briefing in Bangkok with a promotional video. The video shows GM trucks driving through explosions set to the classic song Don't Stop Me Now by the British band Queen. A GM public relations chief announced the song expressed the automaker's feelings about operations in the region as being there to stay. General Motors filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy Monday to protect itself from creditors while the heavily indebted corporation is restructured, with the U.S. government owning the majority of new shares. General Motors Southeast Asia Operations President Steve Carlisle said the restructuring only applied to the company's U.S. operations, and its overseas units in Southeast Asia would not be directly affected.
As I've mentioned before, we are separate entities from GM in the U.S., have the capability, resources, and technology to continue our operations and to grow. A good example is GM Asia Pacific, which recorded unprecedented growth in the first quarter of this year, and all indications point to the continuation of this trend for the rest of 2009. So we believe growth potential in this region to be tremendous once the economy recovers.
Auto markets in Thailand, Malaysia, and the Philippines are down 30 to 50% from last year, and Carlisle says GM sales are in line with those drops and other market slumps in Southeast Asia, although GM sales were up in Indonesia by nearly 20%. Carlisle said slowing demand is likely to close some car dealers in the region. He said cutting costs is a big concern and acknowledged that a GM plant in Thailand has paused production for 2 weeks after a drop in consumer demand. But he said no layoffs or closings are planned, and GM production in Thailand would continue to expand.
Previously, we announced the diesel engine and the pickup would start up middle of 2011. So we're still on track according to that timeline.
GM Southeast Asia Vice President for Sales, Antonio Zara, said sales in Thailand have been on the rise since March, and the company's market share had returned to about the same as last year.
And despite all the negative coverage we are getting due to the GM news in the U.S., we are opening new showrooms, we are launching various campaigns to further enhance customer service and after-sales support.
GM Southeast Asia President Carlisle said consumer sentiment was a challenge. He said the company is negotiating with Thai banks for loans to carry on production and marketing plans. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.